Good morning. I'm glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning. I'm glad especially to welcome visitors and guests whom we have with us. We're glad you're here and hope that you'll come and worship with us again. First, I want to say what a wonderful week we had at music camp here with about 50 children running around. It was wild and exciting, and I'd like to say thank you to all our volunteers. It took a lot of volunteers to make this all happen, and how wonderful they all were. Wonderful week. Thank you. I would, however, also invite you to let's say thank you to Jim Boatwright for doing all this. Today is the Youth Shareholders Dinner. All of you are invited to come and join us with as we learn about all their mission activities and the ways they have touched and influenced lives this week. If you don't have a ticket, I understand they ordered extra food and we can do last minute at the door tickets. And it's 15 apiece?
Yes, sir.
All right. And the money helps support these mission trips, things that they were doing this summer. He didn't want to do this, but I saw him here. I thought, Jay, are you here? I thought I saw him here. He's in Hawaii. He can't be here. Our new financial administrator has been here a couple of times, and I told him, next time you're here, be sure you mention it to me so I can have you stand up and at least let people see who you are. And I thought I saw him come in, but that shows old eyes just don't work real well. So anyway, never mind. He's in Hawaii. It's not, but he has a son who is doing pharmacy rotations and is doing a rotation in Hawaii. And so they took this opportunity to go see him. So anyway, so I'm not introducing you to Jay today. All right. I think that's all I need to say, so let's prepare for our worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Seeking reconciliation with God and neighbor, let us remember the gift of baptism and confess our sin. God of mercy. We confess that we have sinned against you, against one another, and against the church in our care. We are worried and distracted by many things, and we fail to love you above all else. We store up treasures for ourselves and turn away from our neighbors in need. Forgive us that we may live in the freedom of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. When we were laid low by sin and guilt, God made us alive together with Christ, forgiving us all our trespasses by taking our sins to the cross. In love, Christ has set us free. Rejoice in this good news. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Let us pray.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you sent your Holy Spirit to be the life and light of your church. Open our hearts to the riches of your grace that we may be ready to receive you wherever you appear. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Be seated, and with the children, please come forward. Hello. Got a couple more coming. Okay. I have something to show you today, and it is this. Do y'all know what this is?
It's a wrinkle.
It's a wrinkle? No, it's a ring. That's close. That's close.
It's a ring.
It's a ring. That's right. And this is a special kind of ring. Anybody know what kind of ring it is? It's a marriage ring, a wedding ring. That's what it is. And lots of times, when people want to get married, they will exchange rings. This particular ring, Miss Nan gave to me, and I gave her one. How about that? When we got married. And the thing is, this ring, we give rings like this when it's a happy time when people get married, don't you think? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this ring is a sign. It says, remember always that I have promised you that I'm going to be yours forever. And she gave me this ring so that I could remember she has promised me. And also so that I could remember I had promised her, and she has one so she can remember she promised. It's all about promises. Kind of neat, isn't it? But you know what? As happy as weddings are, sometimes people break their promises and they can't stay married anymore. You probably know some people like that, that's happened to. And that's very sad. And that's the thing about people. We sometimes make promises and we keep them, and sometimes we don't. Have you ever had somebody break a promise to you? Yes. That doesn't feel good, does it? No. That's not a good thing at all when people break promises.
No.
My son is still mad at me because we promised him to go to Disney World and never made it happen. So we're still in trouble, even though he's almost 30 years old. So anyway, the reason I wanted to talk to you today about promises is because in our first reading that we're going to hear in just a few minutes, God promises Abraham that he's going to have a child. Even though he's really, 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 really old, God says, you're going to have a child. Now, it'd be easy to think God wasn't going to be able to keep that promise because Abraham and his wife were so old. But do you think God keeps his promises? Yeah, God keeps every single one of his promises. He's not like us when we sometimes break promises. God keeps all of his promises. And that's what I wanted you to remember today. When you hear that story, you can know God is always faithful and always keeps his promises. All right, let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us always. And thank you for keeping your promises to us that you will always care for us and love us. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
First lesson, a reading from Genesis. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abraham said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abraham said, "You have given me no offspring, and so a slave born in my house is to be my heir." But the word of the Lord came to him, "This man shall not be your heir. No one but your very own issue shall be your heir." He brought him outside and said, "Look toward heaven and count the stars. If you are able to count them," then he said to him, "So shall your descendants be." And he believed in the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as a righteousness. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You.
Second lesson, a reading from Hebrews. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith our ancestors received approval. By faith we understand the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance, and he set out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he stayed for a time in a land he had been promised, and as in a foreign land, living in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked forward to the city that has the foundations, whose architect, builder, is God. By faith, he received the power of procreation, even though he was too old, and Sarah herself was barren, because he considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one person, and this is one as good as dead, descendants were born, as many as the stars of heaven and as innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. And all of these things, of all these died in faith without received the promises, but from a distance they saw and greeted them. They confessed that they were strangers and foreigners to the earth. For people who speak in this way make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land that they had left behind, they would have had the opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country that is a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. Indeed, he has prepared a city for them. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Have no fear, little flock, have no fear, little flock, for the Father has chosen to give you the kingdom. Have no fear, little flock. One summer night, during a severe thunderstorm, a mother was tucking her small son into bed. She was about to turn the light off when he asked in a trembling voice, "Mommy, will you stay with me all night?" Smiling, the mother gave him a warm, reassuring hug and said tenderly, "I can't, dear. I have to sleep in Daddy's room." A long silence followed, which was at last broken by a small, shaky voice saying, "The big sissy." Well, the truth is that sometimes we are big sissies, and sometimes we have reason to be. Our world has changed. And things we used to never worry about, now we worry. The events of last weekend are a good example. Shootings happen with frightening regularity and frightening unexpectedness. We find ourselves in a world that is so precariously perched and so fraught to fall into fear. And it leaves us to wonder about the place of faith in a world so haunted with hate, so victimized by violence. Our fears are real and deep and hard, troubling us, bedeviling our lives. What is faith? It's a good question to ask, particularly in these times. And that's where our gospel lesson comes in. That's where that hymn comes in, too. Have no fear, little flock, Jesus says to us, stilling the storms of our lives with his words and with his presence. Have no fear, he says, calming us with the assurance of God's love. The Father has chosen to give you the kingdom, he promises us, calling us to put aside our worries and to put our trust in God. Have good cheer, little flock. Have good cheer, little flock. For the Father will keep you in his love forever. Have good cheer, little flock. We're kept. We're cared for. And the one who keeps us, the one who cares for us and watches over us is none other than the God of all creation. In the face of our fears, we can be filled with peace. For God himself will keep us in light and truth and love forever. Praise the Lord high above. Praise the Lord high above. For he stoops down to heal you, uplift and restore you. Praise the Lord high above. God is not far off. God is right here with us, and when life hands out its hurts, God is there with us, healing, uplifting, and restoring us in love. Praising is a hard thing to do in the midst of fear, but we can indeed praise God because we have a God who saves. We have a God who picks us up when we fall. We have a God who claims us as his own again and again. Thankful hearts raised to God, thankful hearts raised to God, for he stays close beside you, in all things works with you. Thankful hearts raised to God. God is with us and there is nothing to fear. God is a companion and a friend. And here's the thing. You see, when there's nothing to fear, when we don't have to be afraid, then there's no reason not to give our all in working for God. There's no reason to focus on our worries or our struggles or our unknowns. God is with us and we can give our all in God's service, not our own. When our hearts are free from fear, our hearts can belong to God. 5-year-old Johnny was in the kitchen as his mother was making supper. She asked him to go into the pantry to get her a can of tomato soup, but he didn't want to go in there alone. "It's dark in there and I'm scared," he said. She asked him again and he persisted in resisting. Finally, she said, "It's okay, Johnny. Jesus will be in there with you." Johnny walked hesitantly to the door and slowly opened it. He peeked inside and saw that it was dark and started to turn on his heels when all of a sudden an idea came and he said, "Jesus, if you're in there, would you hand me that can of tomato soup?" Have no fear, little flock. Jesus is with us. Always. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Lord God, you love us with an unending love. Sometimes the generosity of your grace seems to overwhelm us. When all our world goes wrong, help us to know that you are with us and that you never forsake us. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us all, that we might be alive in our faith and faithful in our lives. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Savior, in our lost and confusing world, we pray for wisdom, we pray for courage, and we pray for understanding and patience. Give us discernment of your word and your way, and fill us with a strong measure of love for one another. In your power and grace, unite us as one family in you. Lord, in your mercy. God of all, we are ashamed to be so concerned about issues that divide us when there are so many people who so clearly need to see and experience your love through us. Bless the hungry, those trapped in poverty, and those devastated by war and violence. Bless the sick, the sorrowed, the lonely, the afraid, and the forgotten. Be with all in need, loving God, and especially all those we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, gracious Savior, you are our source of life and strength and joy and hope. Renew us in our faith. Bring us to an even greater trust in you. Lead us always in lives wholly given in love toward you and in service toward others. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
In which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. In this Holy Communion, you have welcomed us into your presence, nourished us with words of mercy, and fed us at your table. Amid the cares of this life, strengthen us to love you with all our heart, serve our neighbors with a willing spirit, and honor the earth you have made. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Amen.
She's, I'm going to go see if we can get it. Thank you.